From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Doubts are affecting expectations. A batch of data files stolen from the Islamic State will help unmask the terror group's foreign fighter network and lead to crippling it. Counterterrorism experts in the United States, Britain, Germany, and other countries are studying the tens of thousands of files obtained by Britain's Sky News from someone it described as an Islamic State defector. U.S. defense officials say a key Islamic State operative captured by the American forces last week has been transferred to Iraqi custody after providing the U.S.-led coalition with valuable information about the militant group's chemical weapons capability. Military spokesman Peter Cook called Sulaiman Daoud al-Bakr the emir of chemical and traditional weapons manufacturing.
The information has resulted in multiple coalition airstrikes that have disrupted and degraded ISIL's ability to produce chemical weapons and will continue to inform our operations into the future.
Capture of the Islamic State operative by U.S. forces was reported earlier this month, but his identity and role in the militant group's chemical weapons program was not disclosed until this week. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says decisive and bold action is required to end sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers. Speaking to the 15-nation UN Security Council, Mr. Ban said such abuse undermines the trust between the United Nations and the people it's sent to protect. UN mission to the Central African Republic has been the subject of the most allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation, 22 cases last year and several more in 2016. This is VOA News.